Friend, it's wonderful to join you for some, it's funny we say time, for an open-hearted, not measured experience of just sitting with each other, or maybe, as I say, sometimes standing or walking. I'm not sure how you find yourself listening right now. I do in many ways with my whole self. I've been looking out a window here and reflecting on time with you and a message that I might share with you. Thinking of many, and their names roll through my mind now without mentioning these names, friends that are very dear to me, and we've talked about this time, this little bit of time here. And yes, we're leaning into, or maybe you've already entered into, a new year. And so here we are, walking through a large door into a new spaciousness. But that's right now. That's the moment we're in, and the door is wonderfully just our size. Life is where we are, everywhere, and here. A wonderful convergence. When we began these reflections some time ago, Greg Lecamelli and I, he encouraged me to do a Facebook when I was on a sabbatical journey. Clouds and sun, sun and clouds became the title, this reality of the coming and going of light, of shadow, we might say darkness. And in some way, I think I was reaching for an image that wouldn't prejudice us toward either. Though I certainly love sunny days a bit more. If I'm honest with myself and you, I particularly love the sun and basking in it. And so as the clouds have moved through here today, and as I've seen sun, you may see some pictures that have a bit of that beautiful mixture of sky. Contrasts. It's a bit like beginning a new time, you know, and we talk about beginning time, cleaning the slate. And I remember as a child, the responsibility of washing slate boards in the front of the classroom and cleaning them, wiping them, sometimes washing them. But you know, no matter how vigorous one might be, or detailed or intentional, the slate, once it's marked, is never fully clean. Traces of chalk remain. Earlier lessons somehow are there, vestiges of the before, are carried over into the new day. And underneath all of our lessons are our earlier ones, and that's really so much of what I think the passage of time might be considered right now as we have entered or are entering a new one. And celebrating it with Mary, those of us who are gathering in Christian churches, particularly ones who would hear the beautiful passage in Luke 2:16-21. A phrase there about Mary, a description of her, that brings to mind, I think, very much what we are doing in these times of clouds and sun, light and shadow of our own lives, that, and Mary kept all of these things, reflecting on them in her heart. It's a story that picks up after the birth of her child, Jesus, the Christ, the one Christians know we embrace and rejoice in as our Messiah, this little one born in a maybe a crowded place, but one that seemed less welcoming than others, welcomed him. And then the shepherds, who are unwelcomed, as we've reflected on, went and welcomed Jesus for the whole world, sent there by angels. And someone has sent you here now, and here we are, your own soul, my heart, opening with you to this time. This open-heartedness, like Mary, when the sky opens and then there's a spaciousness possibly not noticed before because shadows were there, clouds overhead. And the joy of a bit of light coming through that we would receive in our heart, the light for all the nations. The Anointed One coming into us, present to us, and reflecting on that. reflections from St. Paul's readings that companion the Luke passage for the Feast of Mary on the 1st of January help us hear a sequential way of understanding this. Paul says God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. So not on a chalkboard, but in the vestiges of our own life is written over and over again, and now in a fresh way, sent by the Spirit, written within us, a great word that cries out, Paul tells us, Abba, Father. Reflecting on this here with you before, I feel it now, and gently closing my own eyes, I sense this incoming, rising up now, truth of that word, of the relationship you and I share with all others, wherever we are. But in the beautiful, simple way, from the inside out, from the spaciousness of the clouds, moving aside now to a openness to the heavens, we might say, the images from people before us and trying to imagine the ascending, descending, arising up relationship with the Creator God, the Almighty, the force, the power of light, life, the Father, Abba. Mothered in many ways within us and cared for by the God who is Father, Mother. No longer, Paul says, are we slaves. So there's a liberation in this incoming into your heart now, my friend and mine. Possibly we stepped aside and asked permission to take a few quiet moments. Whatever it is that we stepped aside from, we step into now the truth of being heirs, because as God's children, we are heirs, daughters and sons of Abba. And having reflected on this with you before, I just let this be a doorway for ourselves as we open to the new time and the new year. A beautiful blessing comes to us, and I have a couple friends with the name Aaron. One young man and one young woman and many others. And the blessing of Aaron, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, one of the sons Moses gives us in Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. Words that arise now in our hearts as a blessing come upon us from the spaciousness of clouds and sun today. It's a time of open-heartedness, deeper listening, heartfulness with Mary and all others. Those languishing somewhere today and longing that their hearts might be open, those feeling enslavement and being captured or held. And we in our own heart can feel the freedom that we can find for them in the peace and the kindness of the blessing of Numbers as we live it in this coming year. This moment unfolds from here, my friend, from nowhere else but here. This is a deep and gracious moment we share. And we share it with all others, poured out into our hearts, the love of God, the proof that we are sons and daughters, and our ability to say, up from slavery of any kind, Abba. Blessings to you this day, and may this new year be one of daily blessings, and quiet, and restfulness, and drawing aside again, with Mary our mother, our patron, of open-heartedness, attention, kindness, gracious loving of the child in all others. The Lord give you peace.